Hi guys, thanks so much for joining us on our podcast. My name is Ms. Rios and I am a fourth grade reading teacher in Houston, Texas. This is our first episode ever and we are so excited to discuss some of the picture books that we've read so far this year. Enjoy! Good afternoon, ladies, and welcome to our book talk. How are you guys feeling today?
Good.
Really good.
Okay, so I'm Ms. Rios. I'm your host of your classroom, I guess. And I want you guys to each go around and introduce yourselves.
I'm Sarah.
I am Sophia.
I'm Chloe.
And what are we talking about today?
Picture books that we've read.
Books that we've read. Thank you. Okay, let's remember to use our loud voices. So this year we've tried. It hasn't always worked out, but we've tried to read a picture book. How often?
Every day.
Every day. Now, we've had some days and really some weeks, it seems like, that we haven't gotten to do as much as we've wanted to. But of all the picture books that we've read, which one do you think has been your favorite?
The Bad Seed.
Sophia, you liked The Bad Seed? Yeah. What did you like about The Bad Seed?
The way that you said, The Bad Seed.
Oh, the characterization? Yeah. I like it.
Kind of sounded like a goat.
Kind of like a goat, yep.
Tacky.
Chloe, you liked?
Tacky.
Why did you like Tacky?
Because it was funny.
And Sarah?
Memory Balloons.
The Remember Balloons. I loved that book. Why'd you like that one?
The activity was good. Everything about it.
Everything about it was good. Well, I appreciate y'all's input today. Thank you guys so much for coming to our session. And I look forward to chatting with you guys about books again soon.
You're welcome.
All right, Turtles, thank you guys for joining me. If you guys could each go around the room, and, well, not the room, I guess the table, right? Go around the table and introduce yourselves.
My name is Mila.
My name is Joshua.
My name is Allison.
My name is Michael.
I can't hear you, pal.
My name is Michael.
Michael. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I posed a question to the group that came before you guys about what picture books we've read this year and which ones you've liked the most. So we had some pretty interesting answers. I'm curious to see if yours are similar to theirs.
I'd say I liked Archie the Daredevil Penguin.
Archie the Daredevil Penguin, that was a good one. What'd you like about it, Joshua?
Well, whenever the penguin said, like, there's no way he's afraid of the water, but he's actually afraid of the water. And they didn't know because he's a daredevil penguin, so they didn't know.
He put on a good show, didn't he?
Yeah, and then he didn't get afraid of the water when he went to the deep of the ocean.
He faced his fear. Very good.
My favorite book was probably The Remember Balloons.
The Remember Balloons? What'd you like about it?
Because it was like memories of like the character's life.
Mm-hmm. The grandpa, right?
Yes.
He had a lot of, and each memory was represented by
a balloon.
A balloon. Yeah, pretty cool. So he had a whole bunch of different balloons, didn't he?
Yes.
Was there a situation with his balloons?
Yeah, because whenever he had the balloons, he let go of them. But then the kid who had other balloons, he got those balloons that his grandfather got. Like, mm-hmm. The one where he got married or something, I don't know. Like,
yeah.
Or was it prom? I don't know.
It was when he got married. Yeah, you're totally right.
Yeah, when he got married. And another one where he was, like, with his family or something.
Yeah. Like, okay, Lions, can you give me a big roar? Welcome to our small group time. Today we're kind of just getting introduced to Anchor, the new activity that we're going to be using in class, and I wanted to just have a quick conversation with you all about which picture book we've read this year that has really either stood out in your mind, you really liked the message, maybe it had a good theme, maybe it was one of your favorite authors, favorite genres, what picture book did you really particularly like, or maybe one that you didn't like at all, and why? So before we get started on that, kind of meditate on that for a little bit, and while you're thinking about it, I want to go around our circle here and make some introductions. So you to my right, sir, are?
My name is Andrew.
Okay.
My name is Gabriel.
My name is Ella.
My name is Nyla.
My name is Muhammad.
Okay, thanks guys for being on time and joining us today. So who would like to start our discussion? Ooh, lots of hands. Gabriel.
I like Tacky because he was like the odd one out, and he was also the funniest one.
He was an odd bird, right? It actually opens with that. It says Tacky was an odd bird. I know, a lot of us liked Tacky. Ella.
I like the Wonky Donkey because it's funny and it has like this rhyming.
It has a rhyming pattern to it, correct? Very nice. Nyla?
I like I Walk with Vanessa.
Oh, now I Walk with Vanessa is an interesting book. What is it about that book that makes it really interesting?
It's because she doesn't have many friends when she comes to a new school. And then a person thinks that she's lonely, so I should be her friend.
Right, so she makes a new friend. But what is it about the structure of the book that makes I Walk with Vanessa different than other books we've read this year?
It doesn't have any words.
There's no words, right?
So you really have to follow the pictures.
You have to follow the pictures. And when you don't have any words or you don't know anything that's going on, we learned about that in class. It's called using...
figurative language.
Not figurative language, because there is no language there. When you take what you can see from around the pages and what you already know...
Context clues?
Your context clues. Very good. Using your context clues and your schema. Very, very good. Muhammad, what was your favorite book that we've read this year?
I also like Tacky because, like, he was very odd and he was very funny. He was, like, a lot different from the other penguins.
He really stood out, didn't he? Andrew?
I like The Legend of Rock, Paper, Scissors because it was... It's, like, entertaining in many ways because there's a rock, there's paper, and there's scissors. And, like, they all go into a battle until they all get down to all three. And then they all fight, and there's only one winner, so.
And there's only one winner. Well, actually, Miss Rios can't get her words right. With the characters that they were battling before they battled each other, there was usually only one winner, right? Mm-hmm. But then when they battled all three together, they each got to take turns winning, didn't they? And that was exciting for them. Well, I appreciate the time that you guys were able to spend with us today. And I look forward to reading with you sometime soon.
Thank you.
A great day, pals.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Welcome to my personal favorite reading group, not because of the students, but because of the animal. Who are you guys?
Penguins.
The penguins, my favorite animal in the world. By now, you probably already know what we are talking about because you've got to hear me say it 3 times before coming up here. So what are we discussing today?
Our favorite picture book we've read.
Our favorite picture book that we've read so far this year. So before we get started, I'd like to make some quick introductions. You, to my right, madam, are?
Emily.
Across from me, I have?
Sophia.
And to my left?
Layton.
Now, Layton, is your real name Layton?
No.
What is it?
William
Layton Ball, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, who would like to get started? It's a tough crowd, I know.
I will.
Layton.
I liked, what's his name? The daredevil penguin.
Archie.
I liked that one because he was a daredevil, and it was kind of strange because he could do all those other things, but he just didn't like to swim. He was scared to swim.
Yeah, so he was quite literally flying across the air strapped to a cannon, but didn't want to go swimming.
Mm-hmm. And he finally just tried going in, and he loved it, so.
So that was something really exciting about him. Mm-hmm. Sophia, what would you like to share?
Mine was You Are Special because that was the first book we read, and also because it, like, teaches you that no matter what people say, like, that you are, like, special, that you're yourself.
Aw, I love that book. I think we may actually have to read that one again today. There were different characters in You Are Special. Who were the characters?
it was the boy and then the maker of like
the maker the, and then the Punchinello, maker, right?
And then Punchinello.
Yeah. Love that story. And Emily.
Mine was I think the remember balloons because it was really sweet that the grandfather got to tell like about his life to mm-hmm. to the boy.
Loved that story. I know that one is very near and dear to my heart. I love it too. Well, thank you guys so much for sharing your thoughts with me today, and I cannot wait to read with you soon. Have a good day.
Okay.
Hi guys, thanks for joining me today. I just wanted to quickly ask you guys about which picture books we've read this year that have really stood out in your mind. Before we start talking about books though, I wanted to get everybody's name, so if we can go around and we'll start right here. What's your name?
My name is Talia.
My name is Karma.
My name is Marlanda.
My name is Fernanda.
Oh, can we say that a little bit louder, friend?
Fernanda.
My name is Fernanda. Okay, very good. So it's super important, girls, that we remember to speak loudly so that we can all hear what's going on. So, Fernanda, what was your favorite picture book that we've read this year?
This book?
A picture book, one with pictures in it, one of these. I'll give you some time to think about it. Marlanda.
I Walk with
Vanessa. I Walk with Vanessa. Yes. What'd you like about that one?
Well, a girl got bullied. A girl got bullied and then a girl feels sad for her and is sad. And then she got a friend to help her for the rest of the year.
Very good. Yep, she made a new friend. Karma.
Oh, my favorite is When Santa Was a Baby.
Oh, that was a good book. What'd you like about that one?
Because it shows when Santa was a baby that he's a fat child and he loves like candy or something like that. So it's my favorite.
I like that book. That was a good one. Talia.
My favorite book is Sneezy the Snowman.
Sneezy the Snowman?
Yeah.
What did you like about that one?
It's really same to fun to me.
It was, I'm sorry?
It's same to fun.
It was funny to
yeah.
you?
Mm-hmm. And still good.
Sneezy had a lot going on, didn't he? Did he want to be warm or did he want to be cold?
Warm.
He kept wanting to be warm. And why was that a problem for him?
She wet and...
He would get wet. He would melt, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Fernanda. We're back to you now, girlfriend. What was your favorite picture book that we've read this year?
The same like Karma's.
When Santa Was a Baby?
Yes.
What'd you like about that one?
When he like gave toys to the kids.
Yeah, he gave all his toys away from his birthday party, right? Very good. Super generous of him. All right, girls. Well, thank you so much for coming to our podcast today.
Thank you.
And I look forward to reading with you again soon. Thank you so much for listening. I hope that you enjoyed hearing all of their thoughts about some of the picture books that we've read so far this year. Maybe you're interested in reading some yourself. We still have one more group to get through, and I hope that you guys will get to hear from them soon. Have a great day.